Welcome back to another episode. And today, I've had a bit of a weird day in terms of kind of the stuff that I've been doing, the stuff that I've been focusing on. I've had so much to do that it's almost been quite overwhelming. Now, as a business owner, I don't know if you guys can relate to it, the people that are listening, because when you've got 100 things and you've got to do them all at once, it's never an easy task to do. But today, what I wanted to touch upon was the best bit of advice that I've ever been given, and it was given to me by a mentor, which was around about a year ago, and it was something that has stuck with me ever since I started my latest business, which is my Instagram company and my content marketing agency. And it goes back all the way and applied really when I started my first property business. And it was all about being the most underestimated person in any room that you go into. Now, this was big for me because when I first started in business, I hit success really, really quickly. And I was a bit of a show-off, and I still am. I still like nice things, and I still like my nice watches, I like my cars, I like all my experiences that I go on to. However, the bit of advice that he gave me was actually to strip all that back, because what other people perceive of you can completely change the game in the way that your business develops. And actually, business is just one big game, if you really think about it. And the best of the best know how to play it. And one of the things that's kind of stuck with me ever since I've done this is actually when I walk into a room, I used to be the person that never used to shut up. I used to be the person that used to speak more than he listened. And used to be the person that just used to give every single bit of information that he could to almost be perceived as the best person in that room. Now, why this is important is because when you take this a sit back and you actually look at what's going on around you and you open your ears and you actually listen, you start to get a bit of an idea of what actually is going on and what opportunities lie ahead. Now, it was only when I started to apply this strategy, when I started to apply this technique, that I started to see different opportunities for me to be able to slide in, create a bit of an idea and make money from it. And that's been my strength as an entrepreneur. That 100% is being able to spot opportunities and make moves quickly. And that bit of advice has enabled me to make more money in the last year than I have for the last 3.5 years that I've been in business. And it has literally just been by sitting back and listening and watching more than speaking. And that goes from watching content, that goes from talking to clients and customers, that goes from selling and closing. It all goes from everything that we're doing. And if anyone is listening to this right now and is wondering, I guess, how they can apply it to what they're doing in their business and the direction that they're looking to take things in, I guess it's this. Is when you're walking into rooms, when you're on online networking events, whether you are online talking about your journey, be humble. Let people know what's going on, the real life shit that's going on, because that's what people connect with. And I've noticed this from when I look back to when I first started to when I look right now. The more negative stuff that I spoke about, the more I was real, the more I let people see what was going on, the more opportunity came my way. And I guess what I really want people to understand is whether it's producing social media content online, or when you're walking into a networking room and we're all allowed to do it again, or when you're in an online Zoom event, yes, give value, but don't pretend to be someone you're not. Be real. And if you can, try to go underneath the radar, because when you do, and you just open up and you be yourself, but you're not over-egging it, that's when people start to really reach out to you and start to present you with opportunities. It's really weird. But again, like, social media has been the best example of this. Like, when I am real, when I am open, when I am honest, when I show the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on, suddenly things start to happen. So I hope that helps. It's the best bit of advice I ever have received. Be the most underestimated person out there in the room. Don't overegg. Don't try to pretend to be someone that you're not. It's been really, really powerful for me ever since I've done it. And the opportunities still keep on coming in. So I hope that's been helpful. Remember, if you are enjoying these episodes, if you are finding it useful in any shape or form, please just tag me in on Instagram. Let me know that you're listening to them. I'm going to be able to do these every single other day. So bi-daily or every other day, however you want to say it. I hope it's been helpful, and I'll catch you all in the next episode.